The 2019 Big Ten Softball Player of the Year, Kayla Conwitt, the Wisconsin Badgers, effectively lost 2 years at the UW with injuries. She only had 33 total at-bats those two seasons, but she exploded in 2019 with a 459 batting average and a 582 on-base percentage, which put her fourth in the nation in that particular statistic. But after two shoulder surgeries and a shortened 2020 COVID season this year, the first-team All-American and Big Ten Player of the Year decided to retire from competitive softball, even with 2 years of eligibility left. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And you can check in anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIV.com. My name is Greg Stewart. Good to be with you. Kayla Conwitt is going into sports ministry with Athletes in Action at the UW, and she's back to talk about this new direction in her life today. So now you have a chance to see student athletes discover their purpose in life, Kayla, and ultimately it has very little or nothing to do with their sport. It's about discovering a relationship with their Creator, going deeper with Jesus, and living out that spiritual adventure that is the Christian life. And that's where you're going. Tell me about it, will you?
Yeah, I mean, it gives, you just said that, and I have goosebumps all over. So I think so many people, they grow up, and so you start, like, when you're eight. Some people start when they're, like, six. That's when they start crafting their skills for the sport that they get to play in college, and their identity becomes completely wrapped up in that. Their performance in their sport, the what coaches say about them, what the newspapers say about them, what their teammates say about them, that defines who they are as a person. And I think after a while, and I experienced this as well, after a while, that's exhausting. It's exhausting trying to live up to the expectations of people, fans, all those types of people, when really you can compete for an audience of one, which is, of course, God. And so for me, that offered me freedom that in Christ, I am enough, no matter if I strike out or if I hit a home run. And I am accepted, no matter if I miss a grounder or I make a diving catch, you know. And so it's really cool to see how some of these student-athletes' mindsets change over the course of their career. And so there's just one person who comes to mind. She reminds me of myself a little bit. Her name's Kristana. And she's now a sophomore. She got hurt her freshman year, but she came to Bible study all the time her freshman year. And I was actually able to be the first person to give her, like, a physical copy of the Bible. And, like, AIA gives us supplies, so, and people's contributions, that's where some of them go to provide Bibles for people who've never had them. They've only had them on their phones. And all of a sudden, I saw something click in her head, and she was like, oh, thanks so much. This is like the first Bible I ever had. And then all of a sudden, these following weeks, she's asking me questions that I don't even have some of the answers to, you know. So I'm having to ask, like, our local pastor, Matt Metzger. He's a great guy. He's with Blackhawk Church, and call people like Holly and some of the other senior AIA staff. I just saw a switch in her, the way she was approaching her rehab, the way she was approaching life and her classes. And sometimes school is really tough for people. And so to see her attack her academics with such, like, enthusiasm and vigor, I don't know, it was very inspiring to me. And that's how I see all of these student athletes. They know they're good at their sport, but they don't necessarily know what to do with that, especially when there's not a pro league to follow. For some people, this college is it. And so it's like, what happens after you have your sport? It's like, now what? Like, and I'm that's kind of what I experienced in being an All-American. I was an All-American, and I'm like, okay, now what? And so, like, Jesus is something that, like, continually provides, and it's not an empty promise. Like, such, like, you think that being an All-American, once you're there, you think you have it all, but that's totally not the case. And it's awesome to see some of these girls. They'll tell me, like, this summer, because, like, you're not supposed to be outside because of coronavirus and stuff like that, and they're like, I've been able to just, like, sit down and spend some time with the Lord. And so for me, I just, like, I see it having an impact past college even, and just being able to help integrate it into their everyday life.
Terrific. The greatest player in Wisconsin Badgers softball history, All-American Big Ten Player of the Year, Kayla Conwint, the first baseman DP. On today's show. Man, this has been fantastic. We'll be praying for you as you go into this ministry, Athletes in Action. Great team down there. And friends, if you'd like to support Kayla with a gift, she's out trying to raise money to support this ministry and her going into that full time. It's Kayla.Conwint at athletesinaction.org. Kayla.Conwint, K-O-N-W-E-N-T at athletesinaction.org. .org, and I know she would appreciate whatever you can do to help support her. Kayla, thank you for spending all this time. I appreciate it, and we'll connect again sometime down the road. God bless you.
Thank you so much.